There are new laws going into effect tomorrow, the first of the year. One in Texas, one of only six states that don't have laws allowing people to legally carry a handgun in plain sight. Well, that changes tomorrow in Texas with a new open carry law. Audrey McGlinchey from Here and Now contributor KUT reports.
I figured the best way to learn about the new open carry law in Texas was to go where the learning happens, a handgun license class. Meet my instructor, Michael Cargill.
And just so you know, right now, I'm carrying two handguns on me right now, and they're both concealed. I have a 45 and a 38 Special on me right now, and they're concealed. All right, so welcome to Central Texas Gunworks.
Cargill estimates that over the last 8 years, more than 24,000 men and women have used his course to get a Texas concealed handgun license, also called a CHL. Beginning tomorrow, Cargill and his former students will be grandfathered into the new law, and that'll allow them to openly carry their handguns in Texas. In many ways, the new law is not very new. It falls back on most everything that's laid out in the state's concealed carry law, including where you can and cannot carry. Never on the grounds of an elementary, middle, or high school, and never at a sporting event or in most bars. Private business owners have a choice. If they don't want open carry in their shops, they must hang a state-approved notice saying open carry's banned inside. What the new law does define, says Cargill, is how you can openly carry.
That handgun will need to be in a holster if you're going to openly carry that handgun. It will need to be in a holster that fits on your belt or a shoulder holster. Okay, if you're going to carry it in the open.
So how did Texas get here?
My name is Michael Cargill. I'm speaking in support of SB 11.
Again, I'll let Cargill take the first shot at telling this story. Here he is testifying in the state capitol in February. He led lawmakers through the history of Texas gun restrictions, how they began when slavery ended to ensure that freed slaves could not retaliate against former owners.
And today, as I hear, you know, I sit in the different rooms and I hear some of the epithets, gun nuts, redneck, banded by some of the opponents, I realize that people still support gun control measures because they are still terrified by the ideal of a gun being carried by someone, anyone, who is different from them.
One Texas state senator said passing an open carry law was righting, quote, an ancient wrong. After all, most of the country already allows it. Others did not see it that way.
For open carry, we don't believe it's needed.
Meet Art Acevedo, Austin's police chief.
Who's going to pay for the training? Who's going to pay for the extra resources it's going to require every time we get those calls about people walking around with guns in this city?
Acevedo says local law enforcement is the answer. Officers across Texas have gotten training on open carry. Here in Austin, police are expecting an influx of 911 calls from those who see guns in the open and may not know about the new law. Unless someone openly carrying is also acting in a suspicious way, 911 call takers have been trained to end the call without sending police. But local law enforcement officials have other arguments against open carry. Here's Acevedo again.
If two people walk into the bank, one's an open carry, one is a concealed carry, and there's some A-Tray Hoover Crips who are out here on vacation and decided to rob that bank, who do you think is going to get shot first? Who do you think has the tactical advantage? I don't think I need to answer that question.
That's something I heard from several concealed weapon holders. Many said they would not openly carry because they believe it'll bring unwanted attention. One man compared it to wearing a Rolex. You wear a Rolex, he said, to show off your wealth. In the case of open carry, he said it's to show others, hey, I have a gun. When he says that, I'm reminded of someone.
And just so you know, right now, I'm carrying two handguns on me right now, and they're both concealed. I have a 45 and a 38 Special on me right now, and they're concealed.
So I had to ask handgun instructor Michael Cargill, will you openly carry?
Once January 1st kicks in, I don't expect really to openly carry because I really don't like for people to see what type of gun I carry.
Cargill says there's a sense of privacy that comes with self-protection. And as Austin's police chief says, if you ever really need to use it, there's the advantage of surprise if your handgun is concealed. Regardless, Cargill and others say they're grateful to be able to open carry their weapons. After all, they say it's their constitutional right. Just that, for now at least, they'll keep their guns out of sight. For Here and Now, I'm Audrey McGlinchey in Austin, Texas.